Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Diana Frischgott-Roth is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, director of economics21.org, the outstanding website that's just she's just taken and turned into a real media storm. I encourage you to go there. She'll send you a daily update. Economics21.org. Check that out. Also, her new book, Disinherited: How Washington is Betraying America's Young. You'll appreciate the research that they did on some of the issues that the young people have. Diana, thanks again for being here. I want to talk about something you and I have never talked about before, and it's something that I'm really concerned about. I'm really upset about, and that is how corruption in politics, Washington, the corruption between in Washington and the greed in Wall Street, and the dishonest media. Those three groups, I believe that their dishonesty and their deceit has risen to a level that's almost, they don't even feign it anymore. By that I mean, look at what happened in 2008. It's been documented how people violated all kinds of laws to get us to the project we had in 2008 that we're still paying for, and yet not one person went to jail. Now we've got Hillary, who by anybody's measure has violated at least one law, if not many, or maybe one many times, and many people don't think she'll ever be indicted or they'll ever do anything about her. Tell me that's not corrupt. And then you got the media who won't even report on it. Diana, are we going to survive all this corruption? Is America going to survive this corruption?
Well, our founding fathers put the system in place, and so far we've survived a lot of things.
But do you agree with my assessment?
We survived the Great Depression, so I'm sure we're going to survive this, but it is very, very troubling. Very troubling to see Governor McDonnell almost going to jail. His case is in front of the Supreme Court now.
The governor of Virginia.
The governor of Virginia, because he supposedly accepted a gift from a businessman.
His wife down.
Right. That businessman didn't get anything out of it, whereas all these countries had been donating to the Clinton Foundation and obviously getting favors from the State Department.
The Clinton Foundation. I didn't even mention that.
Well, that's even a bigger issue than the classified email.
Because
if Governor Bob McDonnell is going to go to jail over this, what Hillary Clinton has done is just 10 or 100 times worse, orders of magnitude
That's
worse.
Right, orders of magnitude. That's exactly right. And, folks, we're not being partisan here. We're just observers paying attention to what's going on. Here's, in my opinion, Diana, the difference between the corruption of today and the corruption of, say, 50 years ago or 100 years ago is people don't even try to hide it anymore.
Exactly, yes. I mean, when I worked at the Center for Naval Analyses in Alexandria, Virginia, when we left, every little bit of classified information had to be in a safe, out of the way. The idea that I could have kept my job if I had sent classified information on my personal email system or even taken it out of the office was just not to be thought of. I would have lost my job right away.
Maybe gone to jail, if depending on what was handled.
Exactly, yes. Yes, exactly. I mean, look at that General David Petraeus, a hero, who gave some information to his biographer that was deemed to be classified, and he lost his position. Yet Hillary Clinton is still campaigning for president.
And the press isn't pushing it at all. I mean, there's a double standard here, and I don't want to get into the political part of this. This is just corruption that has bubble to the top, and nobody's even trying to hide it anymore.
It's one standard for the little person, another standard for our big political.
Isn't that why Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are doing so well right now?
I think it is.
Don't you think this is the beginning of a revolution?
Well, it's certainly that people are very, very unhappy about it.
You mentioned off the air that a lot of small business owners like Trump. You know
they
what?
They do, yeah.
I said to my wife a few years ago, and I've said it on this show, I've said this to small business owners on my show, we have to take back our country. Main Street America has to take back our country. What do you think, Diana?
That's why we have elections every 2 to 4 years to take back our country.
And as much as I don't like necessarily like the way Donald Trump does business, if he's the first step in taking our country back, maybe that's what we have to deal with. What do you think?
I don't like the way he talks, and I don't like the way he's been back and forth on many different issues.
Yeah,
he doesn't seem to be a consistent conservative.
I agree.
But somebody needs to take
back
the
country. Well, he's not a conservative. I think we can agree on that. I don't know what he is, but he's not a conservative. Hey, Diana, good job today. Come back soon. Keep up the good work.
Thanks so much. I come back whenever I'm invited.
Economics21.org, ladies and gentlemen. That's her website. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.